J2 and K2 are climbing into the Batmobile and hitting the road. Join them as they head off on another comic book store adventure.
All right, this is Jay Stu, and once again, we were at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics, and this time we're talking to Jeff. Hey, sir, good to see you again.
How's it going?
Good. So since we last spoke to you, I understand you finally saw Man of Steel.
I did.
So what were your thoughts?
I love it.
Cool.
I absolutely love it. Actually, I just posted a link on our Facebook page that somebody wrote an article about how Man of Steel isn't actually about Superman. It's about launching the DC Universe on its own. And I haven't had a chance to read it completely, but what I read of it was pretty interesting, so I'll have to read that, and everybody else should go take a look at it, too.
I can understand that. There was little tidbits in the movie that mentioned like Wayne Industries and stuff.
Yeah, and the gist I get of it is that it's the launching point for everything. It's almost like Justice League Zero issue, or a .1 Justice League issue type of thing, to kind of launch the entire DC Universe out of Man of Steel.
Okay. So I guess they're working on the second one now. Like, all kinds of rumors coming out of that. Like, Wonder Woman's going to be in it. Nightwing's going to be in it.
I'd be cool if Wonder Woman makes an appearance. I don't know that. And I mean, Nightwing's my favorite character. I don't know if he's a necessary add-in to that movie. I don't know what he adds to it. I'd rather see them do somebody Justice League related, you know?
Yeah. There's already a lot going in that movie. Like Batman and Luthor.
Bring Arrow in or something, you know. Bring the kid, the guy from the movie. Let him show up in the movie for a couple of minutes, and
that'd be cool.
I think he'd be a great add-on to the Justice League movie.
Yeah, he's not bad. Do you watch Arrow?
I do. I just finished. I don't watch. I can't do week-to-week television,
right.
So I've seen the first season, and I'll wait until there's a whole bunch of those done, and then I'll watch those.
Oh, okay.
For season two.
Yeah, we love it, and. Not trying to spoil anything, but I guess he's getting the mask finally.
He is. I've seen the pictures.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, the Barry Allen stuff is going to be in it, although they changed it, so they're not launching the show, The Flash, out of Arrow anymore. It's going to get its own pilot.
Which is kind of cool.
The funny thing is there's also rumors of Nightwing being added to that.
I read that, too,
Who knows?
Did you watch The Flash show in the 90s?
I did. I loved it. I was a kid, though, you know?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
It had some time traveling, and Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill as the Trickster was good.
Yeah. That's cool. So, what comics have impressed you lately? I mean,
Zero Year in Batman is awesome.
Okay.
I mean,
all the tie-ins, too?
The tie-ins have actually been pretty good. The ones that I've read, I've really enjoyed. I really dug the Nightwing one. I liked the Red Hood one a lot.
Green Arrow was decent, too.
The Green Arrow one I liked a lot as well, yeah. Okay. I thought it was very cool that it kind of tied into his return from the island.
And they're bringing Diggle into the comic, too, which is cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. The other ones, Batwing was neat. I like the character of Batwing, though, since Lucas Fox became Batwing. Detective was cool, with it being a Gordon story, you know, where he's dealing with the corruption of the Gotham police force when he's first getting there. I thought that was pretty neat. So, yeah, I'm really digging the Zero Year stuff right now. Fear itself, obviously, I love.
Yeah.
I'm not completely caught up on The Wake, but I love that right now. The new issue of Harley was cool.
I haven't had a chance to read it. The artwork looked decent in it, though.
Yeah, for a book that has like 17 people doing the art on it, it's surprisingly decent. You know, nobody seems to have phoned it in.
Yeah.
But a lot of fourth wall breaking in it, although they make a comment at the end of the book that that's not what issue one's going to be like.
So, oh, good.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm okay with it for one issue.
Okay.
Don't need it for multiples.
What about the Imagine Agent?
I love it. It's a great, fun book.
Yeah, you guys recommended it to us, and I loved it.
Yeah. The whole idea that it's almost like Men in Black meets imaginary friends, and
yeah,
I really like it. I haven't had a chance to read two yet, but the
first one was great.
Blew my mind. Yeah, I loved it.
Cool. So I got to ask you this. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but you've been reading comics a long time, obviously.
Yeah, very.
What's the dumbest or weirdest comic you ever read?
The one that, I don't know if it's actually the dumbest, but the one that jumps to mind was when they did the Punisher Archie crossover.
Super Pro?
Super Pro is up there.
Yeah.
Kickers Inc. Kickers Incorporated as part of the new universe was was pretty terrible. The idea that a bunch of superhero or a bunch of football players were just suddenly going to become like mercenaries and stuff. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense at all.
It was believable.
Yeah. Those are probably some of the big ones. I mean, Super Pro. I had no expectations for that, you know. But things like Kickers Inc. and even the Archie Punisher one, where you expect it to at least be attempted,
yeah,
you know, either tongue in cheek or something. God, they were both just terrible.
Nice. What about now? By no means do I think this is a dumb comic, but have you read Afterlife with Archie?
I have.
Not bad, eh?
I'm enjoying it. I think it's a cool thing, you know. First time in 60 years they've done a non-all-ages book with Archie.
Yeah.
I think it's very neat. You know, I've had some people that are like, well, how do they... They've got to fix this at the end, obviously. You know, I hope Archie's going to keep going. I'm like, no, this isn't part of their regular continuity. This is 100% separate. Otherwise, yeah. Yeah, they need a new principal for the school otherwise.
Well, yeah, yeah. We bought it as a joke, thinking it would be funny, and blown away.
Yeah, it was good.
I recommend this one to everybody, actually.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because we brought it in thinking this will be very cool, and it sat on the shelves.
Oh, really?
And then all of a sudden, I think the word started to kind of get out about it, and people started kind of trickling in at first, and then all of a sudden the issues were all gone. I was like, all right, yep. Yeah, people finally realized it's a cool book.
Yeah.
It's a neat idea. Do something completely off the wall that's never been done with Archie before. A horror book? Come on. They always did, you know. I can't even think of what his name was. Like Captain Pureheart or something like that.
Oh, yeah, when they did the
superhero version. And yeah, they've always done terrible things.
Archie and Glee.
Yeah, yeah. But the zombie one is really well done.
Yeah, it's funny. The same guy that wrote Archie and Glee is writing the Afterlife with Archie, which is... Like, come on.
I'm guessing the Glee stuff, he probably had some handcuffs on him.
Oh, probably.
But, yeah. Oh, another book that
got into his head.
Terrible, terrible name for a book, and I keep telling people this all the time, is Kiss Me Satan from Dark Horse.
I was just looking at that, actually.
Horrifyingly bad name. Fantastic book. Just a good supernatural adventure book where the mob in New Orleans is werewolves. But yeah, super fun.
All right, but the only thing else I had to ask you is, what is Jeff's picks for next week?
Some books that I'm looking forward to: Flash 25, which is part of Zero Year.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman 25, John's last issue before, I believe it's Jeff Parker who's taking over.
Yeah. The book. Which, he's good on Batman 66. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to be like on Aquaman.
He seems very excited. I mean, he changed his Twitter name to something to the effect of Aquatic Fellow or something like that. So the fact that he's psyched about it and really into it, I think bodes well.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Saga 16 comes out next week. Walking Dead 117, which I think is part 3 of All Out War. And then Superior Spider-Man 22, which I believe is the first one with the new Venom story.
Okay.
That they're starting this week. So
cool.
So that should be cool. So having Flash Thompson over there. And
yeah.
I mean, I know somebody posed the question of, you know, if the Venom symbiote merges with Spider-Man and Octopus, whatever you want to call him, will it know that it's not Peter?
Ah, it's a good... Yeah, I never thought of that.
It's an interesting question, because I've seen pictures where it looks like it happens, so...
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what's coming out this week.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to checking some of this stuff out, and definitely everyone make your way over to Sketchbook Comics, like I've said every week. It's a fantastic store, and you should be
absolutely
here.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.